When I sang in Leonard Cohen's band in 1972 and 73, and then later again in 78, 79, that song, Famous Blue Raincoat, used to make me kind of mad. I thought it was distant. It was too cool for me to get into it. I thought I'd never sing it. But then we looked at it, realizing that the gender had to be changed in order for me to sing it and get inside of it. And in the change of gender, a storyline arises that kind of made it interesting. And I felt that it was a real honest place to stand.
When I asked you to change the gender, the little places in the song Famous Blue Raincoat, was that uncomfortable for you, or?
I think it's always uncomfortable, or let's say it's always annoying to have to look at a lyric that you've finished and to actually have to reconsider the damn thing again, because you generally, you know, you've sweated over the thing and have been happy to abandon it. And probably you're the only person in the world that I would even consider reworking a lyric for.
I'm
happy we did that, because I mean we did it there, and I think it makes sense. Famous Blue Raincoat is a song I've never really penetrated. Sometimes, you know, it's probably the only impressionistic song mm-hmm. that I've done. It has, I think, the virtues and the weaknesses of impressionism.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I lose touch with the song.
The Smoky Life is that quality,
and the Smoky Life too. But I'm glad we did that, because I would do anything to facilitate your ease with the song. Very few singers, maybe you're the only singer I would ever embark upon that risky enterprise, because, you know, as you know, being a songwriter yourself, things sometimes hold together in a very delicate and balanced way, like a mobile or something like that. You know, you change something, the sound of a word, and, you know, something can fall over.